on Jersey's Rad Radio 95.9, The Rad. Man, they captured that lonely spot, huh?
That's really, really great song.
And what's called Against the Wall. And Seether is coming to the Wellmont Theater on their next tour. The exact date escapes me. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, Montclair, New Jersey.
Yep. All right, so here's today's No Sweat News and dating advice for you at the very end.
Please, I need all the help I can get.
You're going to love this idea. But first, it's a follow-up to the follow-up of a No Sweat News story.
Oh, my God, that's like 3 degrees of follow-ups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Remember the IHOB stunt?
Of course.
They changed their name to IHOB, International House of Burgers.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a stunt. It just seemed like genuine rebranding that just went awry.
Well, it became a stunt when they said, you know what? We screwed up.
Yeah.
We're not about burgers. We're about pancakes, so we're back to IHOP.
You're right. But well, that's probably because some marketing people got fired.
Guess what?
What?
Their burger sales quadrupled.
Oh, my God.
So the joke is on us.
Jeez.
According to IHOP, the stunt led to 20,000 news articles, over a billion social media impressions, and burgers were going out the window. Burger sales quadrupled. Well, then. Okay, I'll just keep my criticism to myself next time and go get a frickin' burger at IHOP.
Have you ever had an IHOP hamburger?
I never have.
A hockey puck is more delicious.
Well, apparently there's a quadruple amount of hockey pucks being served.
I agree, but then that's quadruple the amount of people walking out of IHOP saying, why did I just order that? Why didn't I just get pancakes?
Every time I have lunch at IHOP. They said they got a whole new recipe on the whole thing. That's what spurred it all.
New recipe?
That's what they said. Have you had one since the whole B2P thing?
In fairness, I have not.
All right.
I still have a chewy piece of rubber that used to be called a hamburger from the last time I went to IHOP to order a burger in 2016.
I do know this. I'm not a big fan of their pancakes.
What? No, well, that's blasphemy. I love their pancakes.
All right.
Burgers stink.
Dateline London for story number two. Here's the story of 26-year-old Sid Quared.
Oh.
Sid recently got a job as a customer service assistant with British Airlines. At the end of his training, he was fired.
Okay.
Because his hair bun did not conform with their uniform policy.
I applaud this.
And he would not chop it off.
You're that tied to your man bun that you're going to lose your job over it, pal?
He is saying this is sexist.
Oh, get out of town.
Because if a woman put her hair up in a bun, it wouldn't be a problem at all.
Stop. Get lost. Get a haircut and then get a real job.
I happen to agree, but this guy may have a case.
Oh, he's like, if I'm the judge, I take that entire case, roll it in a ball, and then ask Roger Clemens to come out of retirement so we can throw it right at the guy's forehead.
Before I do that, I get a pair of scissors.
Ridiculous.
And now, are you looking for someone to date? Do you need a new partner?
Yes.
Well, there is a new trend in dating. You know, we've had your Tinder parties.
Yeah.
We've had your speed dating parties.
I'm still waiting for someone to swipe left for me.
Well, the new trend in how to meet someone is called the pheromone party.
Ooh.
Maybe you've heard of pheromones.
Sort of, but not really.
Pheromones are the chemicals that we sweat out, and they're a big part of what makes different people attracted to us.
Gotcha.
Sometimes it's the looks and so forth, but you really kind of dig on someone's smell.
Okay. Oh.
Well, before you go to a pheromone party, you're supposed to wear a shirt for a couple of days and get it nice and sweaty. And then you put it in a bag and you take it to the party. Then people at the party take turns smelling everyone's sweaty shirts.
Oh, my God.
Then
this is what we've reduced ourselves to.
They mark down which stinky shirt they're most attracted to. And then the big reveal happens and everyone says, oh, that's my shirt. Oh, that's my shirt. And that's my shirt. And then you get to identify the stinky smell that you like the most. So If you just got out of the gym.
Whatever happened to just going to a bar and saying, hey, hi.
Take off your sports bra and stick it in a plastic bag for a couple of days and let it roast up in the back of your car in this hot weather. And then, if the person doesn't pass out after they give it a good big huff.
It's disgusting.
You may have found a partner for life.
I'm going to dip a shirt into a toilet, and when someone pulls it out, they'll say, oh, it smells like Gott's.
Exactly.
This is an awful idea.
Somebody sniff my dirty sweat socks. See if you like it.
Call me old-fashioned, but I still like talking to a person rather than sniffing shirts.
All right, so you don't want the pheromone party.
I ain't going to a pheromone party.
It's just a suggestion.
It's creepy. If I walk into a room and see a bunch of people sniffing shirts,
right,
it's going to look like the Manson family, for crying out loud.
And then hopefully at the end of it all, you do a bunch of laundry. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you on Friday's quiz. For free tickets to check out the See Here Now Festival, your shot at picking up a 2-day pass for that great festival on the beach in Asbury Park in late September.